Johnson left his congregation one day for to help his country fight. He said he wanted to be sent to France right away, 'cause he knew his Uncle Sam was right. They put him on a mule that pulled a cannon day round, said, "This is why you ride." Says he, "I'd rather do my fighting on the ground when we reach that other side. I want a good fair chance when we get out in France. Now when I get out in no man's land, they'll soon find out that I'm no fool. I want to fight for my Uncle Sam, but not in partnership with no mule. Suppose that mule should walk out on the firing line, huh? I know I'd have to leave him many, many miles behind. Of course I would. Anybody would, wouldn't it? You bet they would. 'Cause when I get out in no man's land, I can't be bothered with no mule." Johnson, just suppose that mule was along, the one I used to ride. Them boxers take a notion to come 10,000 strong. Don't you see there ain't no chance to hide? I know I'd have a fighting chance to make my escape if I was on the ground. But with a mule, I know I'd have to hesitate trying to drag that mule around. I crave to give a hun also a chance to run. Now when I get out in no man's land, they'll soon find out that I'm no fool. I want to fight for my Uncle Sam, but not in partnership with no mule. Now if the captain shouted to us, "Boys, retreat, I want to be a-standing on my own 2 feet, not on a mule's back. That's it. That is natural. I want to be a-standing on my own 2 feet." Now, just imagine if the captain hollered, "Dad, who's going to stop to tie a mask on that jackass, huh? Now, who would I want to ask you?" Why, nobody. 'Cause when I get out in no man's land, I can't be bothered with no mule.